Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وجنود إبليس أجمعون.
And the soldiers of Iblis all together.
قالوا وهم فيها يختصمون.
They will say while they dispute therein.
تالله إن كنا لفي ضلال مبين.
By Allah, we were indeed in manifest error.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 96th verse of this chapter, Surah Ash-Shu'ara. قالوا وهم فيها يختصمون تالله إن كنا لفي ضلال مبين. And they will say, when they are mutually quarreling therein, by Allah, we were certainly in manifest error. Now, what we understand first from these two verses is that contrary to the environment of paradise, which is entirely full of safety and peace, the hell is always full of blame. It is always full of enmity and curse. The curse of the followers to the mischief leaders and the blame of the sinners unto Satan. The hate of the worshipped deities unto the polytheists and the act of quitting the criminals from each other. Now, the Holy Quran is replete with these verses discussing these aspects, including these holy verses of the Holy Quran, which illustrate the scene of the conflict and the quarrel of those that are therein. When they are in the hell, they quarrel both with their deities and with each other. So the verse says, قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ. They will say, when they are mutually quarreling therein. The word يختصمون comes from خصم, which means enemy. And this خصم, an enmity, has its origins in the false loves and likes of this world. This is what originates the fight of hereafter, even in the fire of hell, quarreling with each other. So this quarreling, this fight between the enemies of Allah still continues unto that world and in the fire of hell, which means they will not stop even there. قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ. They will say when they are mutually quarreling therein, and yes, these misguided worshippers will say, تَاللَّهِ إِن كُنَّا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. By Allah, we were certainly in manifest error. they believe, they confess to their own problems and sins, and their inner selves will be awakened on that day.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So the verses say, قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ تَاللَّهِ إِن كُنَّا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. They will say, when they are mutually quarreling, by Allah, we were certainly in manifest error. So this is the time that these enemies of Allah, these polytheists, these worshippers of false idols, they will believe and they will truly understand and recognize that they were in manifest error. The word dhalal means something which is totally away from the truth. And this manifest error means something that either it is manifest right now or something which was manifest in the other world, in the world, but we were not truly recognizing that because we were not looking at the things that the vicegerents of the Almighty Allah told us. We were not listening to how the prophets invited us. So although this was dalalin mubin, this was manifest error, but we could not have understood that because we were not listening or we did not want to listen. This is what the false idols do to human beings. This is what living without logic does to human beings. You may remember they said, بَلْ وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. They said, we found our fathers so doing, so we continue what they started. This is what happens, that they will understand they were in manifest error, dalalin mubin. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. When faith begins.